meet too long?
Well, it would spoil, I judge.
No, I bet that was pretty disheartening, too.
Yes. Now, you take pork, it'll spoil lots quicker than the beef will.
I got, my whole family got a case of ptomaine poisoning.
Is that right?
Food poisoning from some ham.
Well.
We've been over visiting some relatives in Elk City, and it was delicious ham. And my aunt made us a sandwich. We ate it on the way back. My little daughter, who was then about a year old, got sick just as we got into Sillwater. My next daughter, who was 5 then, got sick just as we got into our house. And then it hit the whole family, and we were just out.
That was, she had kept it too long probably, it was tainted a little bit.
Well, she'd only had it about 2 days. She cooked it the day before, but evidently it was spoiled when she got it.
Must have been, yes.
But I've been reluctant to eat ham since, although I like it very much.
Well, I talk about that. My wife and I were over, took a vacation one time, went over in Arkansas. When we come back home, we come into Oklahoma out here at just across the line from Fort Smith, and it was evening, so we stopped there at the restaurant and got our supper, and we had pork. Gravy, probably mashed potatoes, bread and butter. And that night we got sick just like you and your family did.
Boy, that's awful.
And
too,
boy,
isn't it?
She was sick. It didn't hurt me as bad as it did her, but she was awful sick. We got home and she was in bed for about 2 days. And I'll tell you, it's something now.
It is. I thought we were going to die. Why, well, I didn't really, but.
Yes.
It was as sick as I've ever been.
You pretty near want to, wouldn't
you? Yeah. By George, you think you're just going to turn inside out.
Try it.
Oh, let's see. Now, in butchering, the leftovers are put through a grinder. And let's see, they make sausage out of some of this. What else do they make?
Hamburger out of beef.
How about pork? Where they... do they take parts of the head and...
They make... what they call hedge cheese, and then they make a souse.
Oh, what's one of those?
Well, now that, they mix that hedge cheese up with the, make it with cornmeal and this meat that's trimmed off of the head. And the souse, I don't know just exactly how they make that, but it's made from some part of the animal that's not sliceable or saleable otherwise. It's a kind of a old jellified stuff.
Sounds good.
It's very good to do.
And if, I think I've eaten that. A lot of these things I don't know by these names. You buy them in the delicatessen and they're very fancy.
Yes, that's right.
If liver is ground up and mixed with things and put into a casing, what is that called?
Liverwurst.
And how about that they make out of blood?
Well, I don't know what they call that, unless it would be a blood sausage. I don't know about that at all.
Here's a question. It says cornmeal and juice from head cheese, liver sausage, and things like that. You know what that would be? Cornmeal and juice from hen cheese, liver sausage, and so forth?
No, I don't know what that would be, unless it'd be, let's see. I never heard of that.
Sounds strange to me, too.
Yeah, like I said before, they make that hen cheese out of the trimmings from the head and mix it with cornmeal.